Our dueling commentators this morning are tackling the many sides of the Petraeus scandal that is rocking not just Washington, but really all of America. We start this morning with Bob Beckel.
By now you've heard that former General David Petraeus is caught up in a sex scandal and resigned as CIA director last week. The details of the affair are murky. Presumably Petraeus had an affair with his biographer, Paula Broadwell. She reportedly was sending hateful emails to another woman, Jo Kelly. Kelly went to the FBI, which apparently led the FBI to investigate Broadwell, which uncovered her relationship with Petraeus. In the meantime, the investigation also uncovered that General Allen, the commander in charge of Afghanistan, was also emailing Ms. Kelly. The FBI was in the midst of investigating this when someone in the chain of command leaked the info to Republican Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who then took it back up the chain of command at the FBI. All this just days before Petraeus was supposed to testify in Congress about the terror attack in Libya. This reads something like a soap opera, and we won't know how it ends for months. But it also raises the questions about what the FBI was doing, meddling in people's personal emails. And that's something every American should be concerned about.
Now perspective from commentator Cal Thomas.
Whatever sex is involved ought to be between the participating parties and their spouses, except if classified information was compromised. That's the question properly under investigation. The other and bigger question is Benghazi. Did now former CIA Director David Petraeus deliberately mislead when he said an anti-Muslim video caused the attack that killed four Americans? If he did mislead, was he told to do so, and by whom? Since the Petraeus affair was known by the FBI several months ago, why was it made public after the election? Why wasn't the president told sooner? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta are conveniently out of the country. They should tell what they know before congressional committees when they return. The truth must be discovered. Our dead and their survivors deserve it. Mike and Bruce?
Cal Thomas and Bob Beckel, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. Don't forget to check out Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.